Okay, today is Daf Chav Ches. We are on Chav Zayin Amid Beis. We're on the bottom line. So we're in the middle of a discussion where the Klal Prat Klal, either it was Mamayet, it come to exclude fish, or it come to exclude. What was the other one to come to exclude? Oh, the question was fish. Right, well, it comes to exclude fish. So the Gemara says, because the question was whether or not it's gedulei karka. So the Gemara says, one second. Umi amar abaya dogim gedulei karka ninu? Fish grow from the ground? To consider gedulei karka? Vamar abaya. Someone said that. But Abaya said, achal putisa, if someone eats a putisa is a water creature. Some kind of water creature. Loke arba. You get malchus four times. Why four times? Two lavin for eating shrutzim, and two lavin for eating shrutzim of the mayim. Namala, loka chamesh. If you eat a namala, which is a bug, you get five malchus. Why? Why five? Two lavin for eating shrutzim, and three lavin for eating shrutzim of the aretz. Tzira, loka sheish. A tzira, some kind of wasp, you get six malchus if you eat it. Why six? Five for the sheretz aretz. And another one for Sheretz Ha'uf. Okay? And the question is, V'im Isya, and if it's true that fish are Gedulei Karka, then Putisa Nami Lilki Mishum Sheretz Ha'Sheretz Ha'Laretz. Then a Putisa is also a land creature. If it comes to the ground, so you should be Chayiv Malkus seven times. Five times for the Sheretz Ha'aretz, and two times for the Sheretz Ha'mayim. It's both. So how can fish be Sheretz Ha'aretz? How could fish be Gedulei Karka? So we're gonna change our decision and say fish are not Gedulei Karka. What is Gedulei Karka? What else could be excluded from mice or sheni? And we're gonna change it to birds. But before we do that, Rashi says something very interesting. Rashi says, it's in the Rashi of Tz'ira Lo Kashish, in the middle of the Rashi, it says, V'hai d'chsib k'doshim tiyu, it says in k'doshim, lo t'shak tu estav shoseichem, right? B'behema u'b'ov u'b'chol asher tirmos. What does tirmos mean? Cross. Lo chashiv le. That's not an iser to eat bugs. Why? D'b'behema v'chai v'ov g'dolim mishtoy. That's talking about animals. It's not talking about bugs. V'lo b'shratzim. Delo ksiv behu sheretz. It doesn't say the word sheretz. Deloshen sheretz, davar shu nod ba'aretz. Sheretz means it crawls on the ground. Ve'eno nireh, el alidei sheirutsu. You only see it because it's running. But you don't only see the legs. But you see it running. That's a sheretz. That's a bug. And horse, not kosher animal, you see the legs when it's running. V'richashu mipnei kotno. And it's, you know, it's hidden, it's teeming, it's crawling because it's so small. Okay, why am I mentioning that, Rashi? Because Tosfos argues, Tosfos says, what are you talking about? The Pasuk says in Bereishis that, what about the snake? The snake had legs. Okay, fine, we'll let that go. Anyway, Ella, back to the Gemara, El Amaravina, Ophos Ika Benayu. Now the difference is birds. Whether birds are excluded from... Birds are excluded from Maisa Sheni or not. Lamanda Omar pre. The one who says pre, Vigadule Karka. It's pre, Vigadule Karka. Meaning, what does pre mean? It has offspring, and it grows from the ground. And as Rashi said yesterday, even grapes grow from the ground. They have pre, the seed fathers another seed. Haninami gedulei karka ninu. So birds are the same thing. Elman damar vlad vlados haaretz, hani ovos menanakak menharakak nivru. They weren't created from the earth, they were created from the rakak, which is some kind of mud, and therefore they would be excluded. Okay. So there's a machlokes whether or not birds are included. Now, mandim rabbi ofos my timer, or mandim mayit ofos my timer. Why are ofos included? And why are ophos excluded? In other words, what's the reason why one included birds, and what's the reason why one excluded birds? What's the reason? What the Gemara is really asking is, what does klal prat klal mean? Because we have something called klal prat. So you give me those klal prat. What is klal prat? There's a klal, then a prat. What's the halacha when you have a klal and a prat? The halacha is, ein beklal elamasha beprat. What's an example of that? Example is as follows. It says in the Torah, in the second pasuk of Parshas Vayikra, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem min ha-behema. You want to bring a karban to Hashem? Any behema you want. Then it says, min ha-barka u min ha-tzon. So it's not any behema. There's a klal. Any behema you want. Then there's a prat. Min ha-barka u min ha-tzon. So what do we learn? Ein beklal elamasha beprat. Only bakar and tzon, not any behema you want. Asks the Halichos Olam, then why did the Torah say the klal? Just say, Adam ki yakiv mikem, karban l'Hashem, min ha-barka min ha-tzon. Why does it have to say behema and then say, exclude behema, anything? No, not anything. Bakar and tzon. So he gives an answer which I don't understand. That's a klal and a prat. Then you have something called a prat and a klal, which is the exact opposite. It says that it's in the Shmuel's Brisa, we say every morning. I'm not making these up. Then you have a prad and a klal. What's a prad and a klal? What's the rule in a prad and a klal? If you have a prat and a klal, so the prat comes first, then the klal. The klal is mosif on the prat. It's the exact opposite of a klal prat. A prat klal. What's an example of prat klal? An example is, it says, ki yish, ki itain ish el reyehu, chamor, oshor, oseh. You give your friend to watch. A chamor, oshor, oseh. Chol behemu lishmar. So all these are prats. Chamor is a prat. Shor is a prat. Right? And then it says, v'chol behema, or anything. It's a klal. Which means anything. So again, why do you have to put why are the prats written there? The Halichos Olam gives an answer, she didn't understand. So, if you think about it, a klal and a prat has one set of rules, and a prat and a klal have another set of rules. Totally different things. Now, when I have a klal, prat, klal...
You really have the same rule. You're following the last one.
Hmm? Okay.
It's really the same rule. You have a prat and a klal.
Fair enough.
You have a klal and a prat, you follow the prat. You're just following whatever's list.
Fair enough. Now, when I have a klal, prat, klal, is that a klal prat with a klal at the end, or a prat klal with another klal at the beginning? In other words, it's really one of these two supercharged. So is that what is there for what? That's what they're going to be arguing about. Here we go. Man de merabi ofos. Don't it says birds are included in Maaser Sheni? Again, what did it say in Maaser Sheni? It said you can bring whatever you want, you can spend money whatever you want. Then it was a list of things you can spend money on. Klal, prat. And then it said again, whatever you want. So, man de merabi ofos. Don't include ofos. Kasavar he holds. Klala basra dafka. The second klal is the main klal. So what do we have? We have klala basra dafka. The second klal, right? So we have uprat the klal. You have a prat and a klal. Nasa klal, mosif ala prat. The klal comes and adds on to the prat. In other words, the second klal is the one I really care about. So what do I have? I have a prat and a klal. What about the first klal? Not focus on that klal. So I have a prat and a klal. What's the prat? The prat were things you could buy. Bakar, tzon, yayin, v'shechar. Then had a klal, whatever you want. Visrabi luhu kol mili. That includes anything. Even birds. Right? Okay.
So
Rashi says, the Rashi of Havale Klal, Nasa Klal, Mosav Al Prat, and Ravale Kol Mili, Umihu, halfway through that Rashi, Umihu, Ahani Porta, I have a little bit from the first Klal, Lumeimar, Dechi Merabi Klala, Basra, when I have the second Klal, Lo Kol Mili, Mizrabi, I can't include anything, not anything. It's not like when I ask you to watch something, that's mamish anything. I can ask you to watch anything under the sun. There were prats, Basically, to watch my goat. Then I have a klal, anything, anything. Here, the first klal says not anything, right? Ela ke'ein ha'prat, ma'idi damila mi'beis tzadadin. It has to be similar to the prat from at least two angles. Number one, to have a pre-pre. Number one, it has offspring. And number two, for gedule karka. And number two is that it goes on the ground. U'misrabi nami ofos b'haidina. And birds get included. Because they have offspring and they're created from the ground. Lumuute dogim, that excludes fish. Delo domule el bachad tzad, the pre-pre. Because fish are only similar in one respect, that they have offspring. That's what the first klal is doing there. Just to limit the reach of the second klal. But with this method, you will include birds. Okay? Back to the Gemara. The Gemara really says it now. Vahani klal akama, I have the first klal, lumu'ute kol delo damar la mishneit tzadin. Anything that's not similar to the prat in at least two ways. Uman de mamayit ofos, and though it excluded birds, ksavar he held, kol de kama dafka. Now the first klal is the dafka one. So what do we have? We have a klal and a prat. Ein beklal elamash beprat. When you have a klal and a prat, what's the rule? Only the prat counts. So that would mean you can only buy four things with Ma'aser Sheni money. Bakar, Tzon, Yayin, and Shechar. Hani in, Midech, Ve'ilam. Only these, nothing else. Vahani Klala Basra. And then the second cloud comes along and says, well, that's so limited. We have more things. L'Rabuye Kol D'Dam Elam Mishloshet Stadim. It has to be similar to the Prat in three ways. What three ways? Number one, it has offspring. Number two, it grows on the ground. And number three, number three is that it has offspring, grows on the ground, and that the offspring are like mammals. So not eggs, not birds, and therefore birds are excluded. What? What do you mean, Pascha in terms of what?
I was thinking about that yesterday. They should have included birds
in Sagar,
because you eat a lot of birds.
Who said? So maybe we don't hold like this. This is what he says.
I said that.
The first Mount Dharma held, you can use birds.
I said that.
And what's excluded? Not fish.
I said that.
So you think about that. You can't buy fish with Ma'aser Sheni money?
It's
awfully good. So these two Mount Dharma say, one says no fish, one says no birds. The Mishnah said you can't buy salt and water. That's what our Mishnah said.
I can't hear you.
Correct. So these are just limudim. How we paskin lemaisa, I don't know. I don't know. You can't buy chicken with Ma'aser Sheni money or fish.
You can.
Probably can. We all like the one who said you can't buy water and salt. Right. Okay. Next. Amar Yehuda Mishmei Dar Shmuel Bar Shilas Mishmei Dar Rav Ma'arvin Ba'a Bepa Apuin. You're allowed to use. You can use. Do they translate this word?
No.
No. They don't translate it. What?
They just say
it's a type of herb. You can use that. Ube Chal Galgulos. That also. Ve Gudgonios. That also. Gudgonios, that means something.
Coriander,
right. Avalo b'chaziz, but you can't use chaziz. What's chaziz? Shoots.
Green
what?
Grain.
What?
Green grain.
Lean grain? Green grain. Avalo b'kafonios. And kafonios are bad dates.
Yeah.
So you can't use green grain and you can't use bad dates. Now, ubigudgonios, me Marvin, but coriander you could use. For Tanya, but we have a Bryce that says like this. Gudgonios. Mirube banim yochlu. If you have already a lot of children, then you're allowed to eat it. But chashuche banim lo yochlu. If you don't have that many children, you're weak on children, you don't have a lot of children, you shouldn't eat it because it makes you sterile. So if you're already 80 years old, you can eat it. But if you're a young guy and you're having children now and that's the time of your life, you shouldn't be eating it. So anyway, v'hukshul zera, and if it's already got very hard, the seeds, af mirube banim lo yochlu. Even if you have children, you shouldn't eat it because it makes it dangerous. So who's using this for an heir? Who's eating it? No one's eating this. So Tirgama, no. There's one person who can eat it. Ashalo Hukshu, Lazera. The seeds did not get hard yet. Umari Bodaman, you already have a lot of children. So then you can eat it. So then you can make an Eruv. Right?
So you have to make sure everyone
in
the
Eruv is
same.
No. As a matter of fact, the boy is saying, well, the Chashuk Ribbonim. It can be anybody, even if you don't have any children. Right? Why? The Chazal Ribbonim. Because it's fit for someone who can have, who already had children. Just like Chuma. Milo Tan, didn't we learn? Ma'arvin L'Nazir B'Yayin. You can use wine for a Nazir, for an Eruv. V'li Yisrael B'Truma. Alma, Afagaf to Lo Chazil Lahai. It's not fit for this guy. Chazil Lahai. It's fit for that guy. Hachanami. Afagaf to Lo Chazil Lahai. Chazil Lahai. What? Eruv T'chum. It might be any type of Eruv. I don't think so. I don't think so. Because it has to be edible for someone, not necessarily for you. I don't like peas. I don't like them. I'm not going to eat those. You can't use it for an Eruv? That's not usher. It's just you don't want it. So I would never serve that. My wife never served that. I'm married 20 years. She won't serve that for me. I don't like it. So, but that the other guy, like, he loves it. So he bought that. So it doesn't make a difference. Okay. Right. Well, the reason why they use matzah is because it doesn't spoil.
Right, but it doesn't exclude someone who can't eat...
That's right.
Right, it has to have a shelf life. It can't be there.
That's right. That's why they use matzah. V'boyisema, or another answer, Kikoma Rav, Rav was talking about the Hindikuki Madai. It's from Madai, this coriander, so it has different properties, and it doesn't make anybody sick. Okay. Ube Chazizlo. Well, you can't use chaziz, right? What do we say? You can't use chaziz. What's chaziz? Shoots. Vam Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Kishus v'chaziz Kishus, whatever that is, and who? Hops v'chaziz Ma'arvim Mehen. You can use them, and Umuvarchan Leim Bar Pri Adama, and you make a Bar Pri Adama. So what do you mean you can't use them? Of course you can. You make a Adama on them. The Lokasha. By the way, it's the same Rav. Rav contradicted himself. So Lokasha, when Rav said you cannot be Ma'arev Chaziz, that was Mekame to us Rav LeBavel. That was before Rav came to Bavel. After Rav came to Bavel, and Rav saw whatever Rav came from beforehand, they didn't need it. Rav came to Bavel, and he said, look at this. They're eating this over here. So Lebasa to us Rav LeBavel. After Rav came to Bavel, and Rav saw that this is how people are behaving, he said, oh, you know what? I changed my mind. People are eating it here. It's edible. I changed my mind. One second. Ubavel have ruba d'alma, and it goes by that. In Bavel they eat it. Votanya, we have a brisa. Hapol, bean. Vasaora, barley. Vatilson, or tilson. What's tilson?
Fenugreek.
Shazaron liyarek. If you plant it for the yarak, for the vegetable, for the leaves, butladai to etel kaladam. It's your bottle. Nobody eats that. Nobody eats that. You find somebody who ate it, you have a butler diet, they ate for kaladam. That's not normal food. They only plant these things for the seeds, not for the vegetables. Nobody eats them. Lafikach, therefore, zaron chayiv. On the seeds, you're chayiv meiser, but viarkan putter. But on the vegetables, you're not, because nobody eats that. However, hashachalayim, different cress, I think, thagargir, something else, shazaron liyarak, and you do plant that for vegetables, Miss Asrin, Yarak, Vizera. You have to give Meiser on the vegetables and on the seeds too, because they're both edible. Zaron Lazera, but if you planted it for seeds, Miss Asrin, Zera, Viyarak. You have to give Meiser on the seeds and on the vegetables, because they're still edible. Okay, well, you planted it, they're edible. Therefore, you got to give Meiser on both. What do you see from here? What do you see from here? Right? That we don't say, well, since you eat them, they're considered chashuv. No, we say, but l'dai to etzel chaladam. So the fact that in Bavel they ate that, why does that change the halacha? So the Gemara answers, ki kama Rav, when Rav said that you ma'ariv them, that they can be used for an eruv, is b'digununisai, b'digununisa, in a garden. Rashi says on top, Shechazis shegadal begina. The chazis grew in a garden. The kuli alma och. And everyone eats that. Everyone eats that. Different story. Everyone eats that. Okay. Zera gargir lamai chazi. What do you do with that? Hamar biyochanan shkein rishonim shelohayelahen palpalin. The early generations didn't have pepper. Shachakin osan. They would grind it up. Umat bilin bo esha sali. And they would dip it into, or they would use it for roasted meat, and therefore it's chayiv and trumas and maizras. Okay. One more little piece, and then it gets very hard. Amr b'zeira. B'zeira said, "Kavi cholash megirse." When I was very tired from, I couldn't learn. I was very tired from learning. Havi azel v'yasev apitzchad debei Rav Yehuda Barami. I used to go to the yeshiva of Rav Yehuda Barami. Amr, he said, "Ki nafki va'ayli rabbanon eka mikamayhu." V'akavli b'hu agra. I will sit by the entrance to the shul, to the yeshiva, so when the chachamim walk in and out, I can stand up for them and get schar. At least that much I can do. Can't learn, I don't have the head for learning right now, that happens, but at least I can do something else. So the marsha asks, but one second, don't we have a, so what do you do? I'll go, I'll sit there and I'll stand up for people, I'll get some reward, I'll get some schar for standing up for the gedol. I can do that. So don't we have a halacha that you shouldn't do things for the schar? Doesn't it say that in Pirkei Avos? You shouldn't do it. I'm going to go there to get reward. That's not how we behave. So the Marshal gives an unbelievable answer. He says, no, that halacha, that statement, that you shouldn't do things for reward, is only mitzvahs that you have to do. Like, I get up in the morning, I have to put on tefillin. I shouldn't say, I'm putting on tefillin to get reward. You know what I should do? I should say, I'm putting on tefillin because it's a mitzvah to put on tefillin. But things that are extra, I have to go visit everyone in the hospital, and I have to do that. I'm going to go do that. You know why? Because I need some tzuchusim. I want some reward. That's nothing wrong with that. That's what Zera teaches us. It's an unbelievable vart. It's like a life-changing vart in a way. Anyway, Nafak Asa Yunke de Beirav, he saw some student. Amale Maya Gemaracha Barabach, what did you learn today? So Amale told him, Kishus, that on haps, Barpri Adama. You make Adama. Chaziz, Shekelin Abidvaru. But on chazis, you make a shahakal. I'm really, I don't know what you're said, Rabzera, think the opposite. Hi, chazis, may Ara come a rabbi. It grows from the ground. You should make a hadam on that. The hi and hops, may Avira come a rabbi. It grows from the air. So you should make a shahakal on that. Velchazak, Yinuka de Rav. The halach is like that boy. My time of why? Hi, because hops, Gamar Pri. It's a Gemar Pri, and therefore you make a Hadama. The high, but Chazis, is Lav Gemar Pri. It's not a Gemar Pri, and therefore you don't make a Hadama. Umay di kamarta, hai me ara karabi, vahai me avira karabi. Aye, what about the fact that he made a point that grows on the ground, and that grows from the air? And if it grows from the air, like mushrooms, you make a shahakal? Nah, Lohi, that wasn't true. Kshus na me ara karabi, Kshus also grows from the ground. The ha, kachazinon, because you see, the katlina and luhu lehizmasa, that if you cut off the hizmasa, yeah, umaisi kishusa, then the hops will die. So I don't know what hops are. I know they use it for beer. What is it?
It's like a
It looks like a what?
It looks like a gross bush.
Okay. Okay, this comes. The Gemara is not hard. It's very complicated. A lot of sheet is here, and it's nothing to do with Arvin. It has to do with brachas now. Ubekafnios ein ma'arvin. We said on Amud Aleph that you cannot use bad dates for an Arv. Okay, I v'hatanya, but we learned kur, which I think is hearts of palm, right? So kur nikach bekesef meiser. You can buy Meiser Sheni money, you can spend Meiser Sheni money on Hearts of Palm. V'ein metame tumas ochlen. But it's not metame tumas ochlen. What does that mean? So Rashi says, nikach b'kesef Meiser, de primi pri for gedulei karkahu. It has offspring and it's gedulei karka, no question about it. But it's not metame tumas ochlen. That's a quirk. Rashi says, v'afilu chishe v'lov la'achila. Even if you want to eat it. D'lav ochlu, it's not really food. It's not really food. Now, people eat it, so for that reason, you can make an Eruv out of it. But But Hilchas Tuma doesn't have Tumas Ochlin because it's not really food. It's like a hybrid kind of situation. Now, Ubekafnios, Nitnas Bekesef Meiser, you can buy Kesef Meiser, you can buy bad dates with Meiser Shani money. Umetamas Tumas Ochlin. And it is Metame Tumas Ochlin. Right? So it's a kasha. Because we said on Amud Aleph that you cannot use it, that Rav said you cannot use kafnios, bad dates. And here you see that the first statement was about hearts of palms. Forget that for a minute. We'll get back to that. Second statement was, kafnios, nikchos bekesef meiser, umetama tumas ochlin. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda argues, he says, no, that's a Tanakama. That's a Tanakama. Kar, hearts of palm, harehuke eitz l'chol dvarav. It's considered wood for every category. It's not food, it's not tome, it's nothing. Not Erev, not Meiser Sheni, nothing. Ella, but, shenikech bekesef meiser. But, you can spend money on Meiser Sheni money on it. Right? By the way, that's exactly what the Tanakhama said. Tanakhama said that on Kor, you can spend Meiser Sheni money on it. The only thing that we added was, he said, it's eights for everything. That's what he added, that statement. It's eights for everything, but you can spend Meiser Sheni money on it. So he's agreeing with the Tanakhama. The Gemara is going to ask, he's saying the same thing as the Tanakhama. Next, kafdios, bad dates. Harehin kipril chol divrayim. No, that's a full-fledged fruit to everything. Ella, but, shepeturus mena meiser. But there's no meiser on it. Right? So, the kash on Rav, according to both of them, you can use it for Erev. According to the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, you can use kafdios for an Erev, and Rav said you can't. Kasha.
What
did you say that? Ke'etz l'chol davar. That's kor.
Are you talking about the...
Kafdios. So it's a kasha on Rav. So the Gemara says, Hassam, no. This brisa that has a machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda about hearts of palm and about bad dates, and then the bad dates part was a kasha on Rav, that's talking about bidinischini. I'm not sure what this means.
Male
palm, hearts of palm. So Rashi says, bidinischini, Dikalim Zacharim, male ones, she'osim kafnios, that produce bad dates, ve'enom nasim tomorrow la'olam. They're never going to mature into full ripe dates. Why that's called male, I don't know. But that's what it's called. Oh, okay. I didn't even know that. For kafnios, who? Gemara Pri. The kafnios, that's the end of the line for this fruit. That's all it's going to be. It's never going to be better. It's all it's going to be. V'loktim osam benisan, and they harvest them in Nisan. V'hanu uchlaninu, and their food. D'chi kama rav, but they call them the kevos. Rav was talking about female ones. Shekafnil shalahem nasim tamarim. They will mature into better dates. Hilkach, akatil, ugmar priyu. Right now, it's not edible. So they're talking about two different things. Okay. Rav said, you know why you can't use bad dates? Because they're not mature yet. So of course they're not food yet. No one's eating this. There's a machlokas and a brisa, the Tanakhama and Yehuda are arguing about dates. Yeah, that's because that's the way they are. So that's not so bad. Okay. Ihachi, if that's true, Bahal lemer Yehuda peturos mena meiser. So why you put that for meiser according to Yehuda? If that's the gemar of these dates, why you pater meiser? V'atanya, Amr Bihuda, lo huskuru page bisyune el inyan meiser bovad. Page bisyune, so the only reason why it mentions page bisyune, some kind of dates, is only regarding meiser. Page bisyune, v'ahini dituvindna, different kinds of dates from different kinds of places, chayavim b'meiser, achayavim meiser. So what do you see? Why did Bihuda say the pater meiser? If that's the gemar of that date, should be chayiv meiser. As a matter of fact, we just said that somewhere else. Chayiv meiser. Ella, we have to retract all that, because if that's the gemara of the pre, why are you pater meiser? Ella la'olam lo b'din nischini. We're not talking about male dates. We have to retract that. Ulinyan tumas ochlin shiny. Tumas ochlin's different. Kedam Rav Yochanan, hoel v'royu l'miskan ayadei or. Rav Yochanan said somewhere that it's not really edible. But we're going to it's not really edible. And therefore, it's not chayav in trumas and meisers. However, Tumas Ochlin will apply, and maybe Erev too, because Rabbi Yochanan said somewhere, where he said that, we'll see in a minute, that what? You can make it edible by cooking it. Hachanami, ho v'yachalos masakin ayideor. So to here, you can make it edible by cooking it. And Rashi points out, afal pisha achshav b'teknusin marin hain, even though right now they're very bitter, because they're not mature, they're very bitter. Aval inyan Erev, when it comes to Erev, it has to be edible right this second. And it's not. However, ulinyan meiser mishum delo gemar perihu. You know why you're not chayv a meiser? It's not a gemar pre. And what about hakam it's tummy tumas ochlin? That's a different reason. That's because you could make it edible. So for tumas ochlin will be machmir. Erev will makel and meiser will makel. Because tumas ochlin will machmir. Why? Because you could make it edible. How? By cooking it. Where did Rabbi Yochanan say that? That you could make something edible? The Tanya, there's a brisa. Shkedim hamarim, bitter almonds, ketanim, when they're small, chayavin, they're chayav, in meiser, because then they're not so bitter, and gedolim, peturin. Once they grow even more bitter, then they're for sure potter, nobody eats that. Metukim, sweet ones, is the exact opposite halacha, gedolim, chayavin, because they've matured, now they're good to eat. But Ketan and Peturin, the small ones are potter because they're not so good to eat. Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi Omer Mishum Aviv, Vizel Vizel Liftor. They're both potter. They're both potter. Right? Rashi says, Marim, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, they're bitter, big and small. Gedolim, Delav Uchla, the big are not food. Ketanim, Delav Gmar Pri, the small ones haven't matured yet. You potter know all of them. V'omri, La Zev Vizech Lechiv. And someone said, they're both chayiv. For Amar of Eloi, Horeb Chadida B'tzipori, Kedivri Amar Zevazel Liftar, and he paskin the both potter, what one's too immature and one's too bitter. Ulma'an to Amar Zevazel Lechiyov L'may Chazi. But 1 second, how are they edible? It's too bitter. They're not edible. Well, Amar B'Yochanan, Hol Haroy L'Sakan Aydei Or. You could make it edible. How? By cooking them, by roasting them, doing something to them. You can make them edible. Fine. Next. Amar Mar, we said before, the Yehuda Omer, Kar, hearts of palm, Hareyu ke'et l'chol dvarav. It's like eight in every respect. Except, what did we say? It's like eight in every respect, except that you have to give trumas and meisers. What did we say? Ella, shigach b'chas of meiser. Except you could buy, you could use money on meiser sheni money to buy it. So hayinu tanakama. That's the exact same thing as tanakama. Amar Abaya, Shalaku, Vitignu, Ikabinayu. The difference is if you cook or fry this hearts of palm. Right, Rashi says, L'Rabbi Yehuda, Afilu Shalaku Vitignu Einam Tamei. Even if you do that, it still won't become Tamei. He said it's Eitz Ba'alma. The only thing is, use it for Maaser Sheni. What if you cook it? It's still Eitz Ba'alma. Well, Tanakama, im lak shalku v'tignu, if you cooked it, metame, it becomes tame now, delo, umri, harehu ke'et. It's no longer like a tree. No longer wood. The difference is, if you take this hearts of palm, and you cook it, according to Yehuda, it's still not tame to masachlan. But according to Tanakama, it is. Maskef l'rava, miyikul l'manda amar shalku v'tagnu lo. Does anybody hold that if you cook something and make it edible, it's still not tummy? Who holds that? For Tanya, ha'or, leather, hide, vashilya, or the placenta of an animal, nobody wants to eat that, in metamin, tumas ochlin. You know why it's not metamin, tumas ochlin? Because it's not ochlin. Right? However, or shishalku, somehow you cook the leather, or vashilya, or the placenta, you cook it, shechishev oleha, and you're going to plan to eat it, then metamin, tumas ochlin. Tamatum Zachlan. Nobody eats that. You're gonna eat it. and you cook it to eat it. So why should hearts of palm be different? How can you say that? You cook it, it's still not tummy? Ella, Amar, Rava, Iki, Benai, Ubracha. No, you're right. The difference between the two of them is, what bracha do you make on it? What bracha do you make on hearts of palm? Anybody know what bracha you make on hearts of palm? What? So according to the Tanakhama, you make a Hadama, and according to the Yehudi, you make a Shahakal. Because according to Yehudi, it's a gate. You make a Shahakal. How do we pass it? Who eats hearts of palm plain? What? I don't know how we passed him. What? The Itmar. Kar, hearts of palm. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Priyadama. Ushmul Omer Shakol Niyabidvaro. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bar Priyadama. Uchluhu. Food. Shmul Omer Shakol Niyabidvaro. Kivin Shesofu Lahakshos. Since it's going to harden. Lomo Rachin and Alea Bar Priyadama. Okay. Omele Shmul Rabbi Yehuda. Shinna, you smart one. Kavazach Mistabra. I think you're right. The Hatsnon, because Tznon are radishes. Right? Radishes? Or onions? Which one is it? Radishes. Shesofu lahakshos. It's going to become hard. And muvarchan aleh bar priyadama. We still make a bar priyadama. Falohi, that's not true. It's known. No, there's a different reason why you make a bar priyadama. Nati inchi adaite de pugla. Because people plant radishes for the radish. So it hardens. So what? That's what you planted it for. Dikla, a dekel tree. Long the India died to the Korah. Nobody plants a dekel tree for the hearts of palm. Nobody does that. It's an added benefit, an added byproduct that you can get out of a date tree. Nobody plants it for that. So therefore, it should be a shahakol. How we pass an aloch lemaisa? I don't know.
I don't know.
You looked it up?
Looked it up. Yeah.
Okay.
We have
I know. I don't remember.
Adama,
here it is. Vafagaf the kalsel Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. Even though Shmuel praised Rabbi Yehuda. Hilchas HaKavaseh de Shmuel. The halacha is like Shmuel. They make a shahakal. So I don't know how we paskin. Paskin against the Gemara. What? We're in the article, they don't come to a conclusion? Oh, they have a whole long discussion about it?
Yeah, okay, say that it's Hadama, but they argue why it isn't Ha'etz, because it comes...
It's not three.
But Ha'etz is not even one of the choices. Oh, that's what it is? Oh, interesting. Interesting. Okay, a little bit more. Gufa, Omer Vudamar Rav, Kshus V'chazis, Shoot hops and green grain, Ma'arben Behen, you can make an Erev on them, Mu'varchan Lebar Priyadama, and you can make a Hadama. Kshus Bekama, how much Kshus do you need to make for an Erev? So the halacha was, it has to be for two sudas, two meals for Shabbos, right? Kedamar V'chil Kamalayat, a handful. Hachanami Kamalayat, handful here also. Chaziz Bekama. How much of a chaziz do you have to have? Green grain. Amarav Bar Tuvia Bar Yitzchak Amarav Kamalay Uzilsa De Ikar. A bundle that the workers put together, a bundle, whatever that is. Amarav Chilkia Bar Tuvia Ma'arvin Bekalya. You can use, it's some kind of hard vegetable. Hard vegetable?
Hard stalk of a
what?
A certain
vegetable. The kalya so gedaydach? What, hard? That's not, who eats that? Ella biyarka de kalya, a regular vegetable. The kama, how much of that regular vegetable? Amr vichil kamalayad, a handful. Rabbi Yirmiya nafak likiriyasa. Rabbi Yirmiya went to some town. Boy mine, they asked him over there, maul ar bepulun lachen. Bepulun lachen, which are a certain kind of beans. Lachen, that are not cooked, right?
Moist.
Lahav biyada. He didn't have an answer. Kiyasul Bei Madrashi went to the yeshiva, Amalahu, they told him, Hachyam Rav Yanai, Ma'arvin Bepulin Lachen. You can use Pulin Lachen. The Kama, how many? Amar Vichil, Kimalayad, a handful. Okay? We'll stop here. Alright, we'll stop here on the bottom line, and we'll pick up tomorrow the bottom line. Everyone have a very good day.